There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back to Follow the Money, live from downtown Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino. Remember, everybody, First Bet wants you to get in on all the horse racing action. Sign up today with the promo code Vegas1000 and receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Ooh. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. Use the bonus code Vegas1000. Stormy Bonantoni and Dave Ross live at the desk in for Mitch and Pauly today. And how about them Cowboys?
Let's go, boys.
Also, how about their Super Bowl chances after shipping out Amari Cooper to the Cleveland Browns, basically for a salary dump, losing a number of team staples this offseason. But Dak Prescott is healthy.
Yep.
You have that on your side. Where I want to start here, though.
Okay.
Is a very interesting relationship between owner and head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Jerry had to say, Jura, about Mike McCarthy yesterday.
It has been an off season full of varied type issues, but one of the ones I want to address directly, because I guess it's the one that probably the one that I have the most sensitivity about, and that is Mike and him coaching. And I want to be real clear. He wouldn't be sitting here today if I didn't think he was the man to lead this team to a Super Bowl. He would not be, and I have choices. And so that's not meant to be insensitive to anybody. That's a fact.
So,
I can't listen to it enough.
So
Mike.
I don't know if he thought that he was doing Mike McCarthy a favor by saying
choices.
That with all of the questions that he has gotten about how do you feel about your job security and yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
But all I know is that head coach and owner, that's supposed to be a marriage of some sort, right? I don't know how I would feel if my husband said,
I picked you.
I got choices.
And that's a fact.
And not only do I have choices, but I mean, they're still sticking around. They're not going anywhere. Like, Sean Payton's right around the corner. I think this might work out. Like, that's a little bit uncomfortable.
And Mike says, Big Mike, as I like to call him, that this is all media driven. And that's really not the, no, it's not media driven. This is when Jerry speaks, it becomes Jerry driven, right? And we know the elephant in the room is Sean Payton and the affinity that the Joneses, Stephen and Jerry, both have. For Sean Payton, Sean goes way back to the Bill Parcells days in the 2000s when he cut his teeth coaching under Parcells in Dallas. So that more than likely is going to happen if it doesn't work for Big Mike this year. So Big Mike knows he's on the hot seat. Like that seat is, that's legit hot. And the thing that Jerry has been criticized multiple ways, right? Early in his coaching career with Jimmy Johnson, when they won the two Super Bowls and then one with Barry Switzer, ego got in the way. That partnership dissolves. You bring in Barry, you win one with Jimmy's guys. So he kept some guys, he cut them loose too soon. I can get 50 guys to coach this team, famously. He was right. He got Barry Switzer. He did win. And then when he gets Jason Garrett, he stays with Jason too long because of all the flack he'd gotten before. So he's going to prove it. I'm going to make sure that this works with my handpicked guy, Jason Garrett, who was, by the way, wanted by the Baltimore Ravens. They had offered him a contract. He won up the Ravens, and then they went and got some guy named John Harbaugh, and that worked out pretty well for them. So I think now it's almost like Jerry's in his head is, how long should I keep these guys?
Yeah.
If I fire him, am I going to get criticized because it's too soon? This is it. Mike McCarthy, this is the year. And if it doesn't happen early, I wouldn't be surprised if a coaching change happened midseason.
So he has been criticized for a lot of things, rightfully so, I understand.
Yep.
A lot of ways, probably a little too overcritical of the way that he has performed as a coach. ESPN's Jeff Darlington made a really interesting comment yesterday when he was on the air, and he said, close your eyes, look at the Dallas Cowboys this year, and if Sean Payton is their head coach, you view them as a Super Bowl contender. Because Mike McCarthy is the head coach is why you might have a different feeling if you do. Their win total set at 10. They are the favorite to win the NFC East, but that is changing in a lot of folks' minds because so many people are high on the Eagles.
Plus
$1.35,
Stormy.
I know.
Now, again, nobody's repeated in the NFC East. You talk about trends, be your friend, maybe not your guide, but nobody's repeated in the NFC East since 2003-2004. That's almost two decades when the Eagles did it with Donovan McNabb. And now the Cowboys were minus $1.25 pre-draft. And
now plus $1.35 post-draft because of what Philadelphia
and the A.J.
did?
Brown trade in Philadelphia. So people really high on them. Look, I love what the Eagles have done. And I've come on the network and I've said, if you made me wager, the Eagles, when they were a $2 betting dog, I liked them then. I don't know that I like the Eagles with the price getting shortened the way it has. And it's almost making me want to buck that trend and double up in the Cowboys at plus $1.35 because I still think the 53 is pretty darn good. The point you raise about Mike McCarthy is interesting to me because I don't view it the same way. I view Mike McCarthy's been neutered. What he did at Green Bay when they won a Super Bowl was he called plays. He's not eligible to call plays because when he took the job in Dallas, the agreement, wink, wink, was that Kellen Moore will call plays. And everybody said, Kellen Moore is the next head coach somewhere. This is the genius. Mike, that's what you do. You call plays. Kellen Moore took a step back last year in his play calling, in my estimation. It's a big year for Kellen Moore. And by the way, if I'm Mike McCarthy and it starts to go south early, Stormy, I'm taking over play calling duties. That's why I became a Super Bowl champion in Green Bay.
Let's talk about this offense then a little bit, because like I mentioned off the top, they lose Amari Cooper. They lose Cedric Wilson in free agency. Michael Gallup coming off of the injury, the ACL tear. You obviously do have CeeDee Lamb back, who is leading this group, is an exceptional player. But this skill group that was considered one of the best in the NFL now has some questions. So what are your expectations for Dak and this offense? And, I mean, throw the run game in there as well with what's going to happen with Zeke and Tony Pollard.
Great points. And, again, the Ezekiel Elliott move, the day they drafted him and when the Cowboys took him fourth overall, he jumped the line initially in the contracts. And what that did was that's why Dak didn't get paid. That's why Amari Cooper had to wait to get his money. And then when he got his money, the $20 million a year guaranteed, it became too hefty in the cap this year, and Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones said, we have to give you up for a sixth-round pick because we can't afford you. So Zeke really is the guy that kind of started this whole hemorrhaging of money with the contracts, and it's why you see those defections that you mentioned. When you can't even bring back a guy like Cedric Wilson who gets bigger money to go to Miami, that was a understated key cog in the machine. Connor Williams, I wasn't really thrilled about his play over the last couple of years. He goes and gets a big-time deal. Lael Collins, Randy Gregory, we saw the issues there with Denver where it looks like he wants to go back to Dallas. He's going to go back, and then the last second he goes to Denver. I mean, it was a chaotic offseason for the Joneses in the front office. They did not get better on paper. So really it's going to come down to a couple guys for me. Four, that's there it is. When he's, as
and
I like to call
healthy,
him, when he's super Dak, the Cowboys are super. When he's average, Dak, they are average. They will go as far as four can take them this year. You mentioned CD going in that number one slot. That's a big jump. Because Amari Cooper, even though maybe the passion wasn't there for football, Amari Cooper's one of the best route runners in the game. So CeeDee Lamb is going to have to be that guy. Diggs was unbelievable on defense last year. Can the Cowboys get the turnovers they got? Normally there's regression there. So I don't look at the Cowboys as a lock to win this division, but I would be stunned if at the end of the year, and the win totals come down a little bit to 10 and a half, market wide here from 11. So the betting market is going against the Cowboys now, which is normally a very public team. That normally doesn't happen. 10 flat?
Yep.
So to me, this is the best price points if you're a Cowboy backer that you're going to see. But one thing I would caution you on, they play the Buccaneers to open up the season. 2-point home dogs right now against the Bucs and Tom Terrific. If the Buccaneers come in and run roughshod over the Cowboys in week one, everybody's going to jump off the ship. They're going to jump off it.
That's and your this, opportunity.
There's where you might be able to really strike, and that number could go up to north of $1.50 if they look bad in week one.
Dallas did, by the way, lead the league in points per game last year, averaging 31.2, third in points per game through offense. Also, first in yards per game. So we'll see how the offense, if they're able to continue to be explosive with the pieces they have. The run game, like I mentioned, a big part of that as well. Curious your thoughts on the personnel up front, because obviously you lose part of that offensive line. And then Ezekiel Elliott, who largely did not perform, and Tony Pollard, who really, really shone pretty brightly in that run game and deserved more opportunities than he got.
Ezekiel Elliott is the best fullback in pro football. But what the Cowboys have to stop doing, and Kellen Morris has stopped doing, is trying to make 21 into 20. 20 Pollard can run on the outside. He can be your game breaker. Ezekiel Elliott, this isn't 2016, kids. He's not going to be able to turn back the clock and be that home run hitter anymore. He's a bruising back, and he can be effective. But Cowboys need to utilize him in that role. If they try to make 21 a tailback again, like the midriff shirts like you wore at Ohio State the ripped abs.
Eating those, the cereal.
Those days are done, baby. But you know what he can do? He can pound. He can be physical. He can be between the tackles. If they utilize him properly, Ezekiel Elliott can be an effective fullback, tailback hybrid. But Tony Pollard's your tailback.
And Tony Pollard should be utilized more in the pass game.
Absolutely.
As well.
Pollard doesn't need to come off the field, really. So unless it's a power formation and you really want to get physical in the goal line, that's where I'm going to use Ezekiel Elliott. And I really do. You can wear down defenses if you use Zeke that way. But to use Zeke as 2016 Zeke is fool's gold. He's not going to be that game breaker home run hitter he was the first couple of years in the league.
So in summation, 2022 Dallas Cowboys, Super Bowl contender or pretender, where you see things right now?
I think they are a contender because they're in the NFC. Because I look at the NFC as a whole, and I don't think it's that good. The AFC is loaded, right? They're in the right conference right now to maybe catch some people sleeping. Tampa Bay is going to be right there. I don't know what Green Bay is going to be this year with their wide receiving core. And I think the Rams are still going to be good. But past that, who else scares you in the NFC? So by default, I think the Cowboys will be a team that could be a long shot to get to the Super Bowl. I actually have played them to win the NFC. At some of the best numbers that you're going to get for America's team, as I like to say.
All right, and you did mention that week one game against the Bucks. Mm-hmm. When we come back here on Follow the Money, we're going to look at some of the week one lines that have already had some significant movement. I already have a bet in pocket. What it is when we come back.
It's good to know.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
The College Football Guide is out now. Start your football season on the right foot with expert profiles of all 131 teams, including team trends, power ratings, and over-under recommendations, plus our best season win total bets, Heisman hopefuls, playoff predictions. Everything you could want. The only way to access this year's football betting guide is to become a VSiN All Access subscriber. Sign up today. It's super easy for the VSiN All Access package and get everything we offer the entire football season, including our upcoming pro football betting guide. Equally as important, subscribe now at VSiN.com/subscribe.
You know what bothers me about that, though? This is previews of all 131 teams. My alma mater does not have a football team. When that says preview of all 132 teams, VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University, let's get a damn football team. ODU has a football team. They're in the guide. VCU, let's go.
You can't complain about...
My school, Stormy, didn't have a football team. Do you know how troubling that was?
That does have to be a rough life.
Oh, we had to drive to Blacksburg to watch Virginia Tech.
All you want to do is go to a college football game and rep your colors, and you can't do it.
I had to go watch bad Virginia Cavaliers football for years. It's terrible. They don't know what it's like, the suffering.
Well, hour three, we're going to talk all things college football with the contributors of the College Football Betting Guide. And like I mentioned, the pro guide coming out soon as well. So I want to get into some NFL week one line moves that are out here at DraftKings. Bills-Rams, of course, going to be the very first game of the NFL season. Thursday night football, September 8th at SoFi Stadium. Not any movement on that game.
No.
Relatively a pick 'em there. You have the Buffalo Bills, a one-point favorite, who are the... favorite to win this year's Super Bowl, taking on the defending Super Bowl champs. Meanwhile, a number of week one games have had movement. One line I specifically got in on early, and I am so glad I did, was taking the Carolina Panthers +3.5 before the Baker Mayfield news came. And now the Browns are just a one-point favorite, so I'm feeling super good about the value we have here. And I think at home, Carolina should win that game against the Jacoby Brissett-led Browns.
I would think so. Again, this perfect spot for Baker, right? Because, again, yeah, there's going to be some pressure because it's the Browns. I mean, maybe that's not the most ideal spot for him to have all those nightmares of
everything.
Oh, man, everything.
Give him the revenge game, baby.
But
let's
he wants
do
it,
it.
Right?
Yes.
I'm with you. You got to back to me. You have to back the Panthers at this point. I would think by the time that gets to kickoff, Panthers would be favored.
So right? you 100%
got, my you got a
process.
Better number absolutely than anybody's going to get out there. Cause I got to think come kickoff, that's 1.5, 2 for Carolina. I think that could swing another 3 points before we get there. So you might want to grab Carolina on the money line now, if you like the Panthers as we do. You know, you mentioned that Bills and Rams game, and what's really sticking out to me is the total. And I'm seeing 52 and in week one. And I remember the Cowboys and Rams last year, like it feels way too high for me. Or Cowboys and Rams 2 years ago.
I honestly thought you were about to say over, and I was like, wait, but the best defense in the league, what?
I know.
Okay,
so to me,
we're on the same
I'm kind of leaning towards the under. I wonder where that line will go on the total as it gets there. I feel like the game itself is pretty accurate as to where the number is now, but that total feels way too high for me right now. So if I were to play something now, I'd probably play the under because it is. It's still the defending champs. And the Rams, they're not going to come out. Matty Stafford's been banged up all preseason here. mini camps and the like, hasn't really thrown a whole lot. I got to think they're cautious coming out of the gate. I can't think that Sean McVay and company are like, all right, let's go put 30 up there and try to make a shootout against Josh Allen and company. I think that's going to be closer to the vest. I like the under in that one right now.
We are very in agreement on that thought process. The next largest adjustment, though, from that Panthers-Browns game at DraftKings is Ravens-Jets. Baltimore went from a 4.5-point favorite to now 6. And that's another one that I think we all expected that line to grow, very much so in agreement with the Ravens being a significantly better team than New York with just, I mean, coming back healthy is so key. You have your quarterback. You have J.K. Dobbins. They were one of the most beat up, if not the most beat up team in all of football last year.
Well, you know what they're going to do. They're going to run the football. John Harbaugh is going to run it. And Lamar and company, you mentioned having everybody back. I mean, I haven't seen a rash of injuries like that to one position room, like the running back room last year, ever. Like, you're going down to fourth string guys. I mean, it was just devastating what happened to the Ravens last year. To actually still be competitive, and I know they finished last in the division at the end, but you were down to third string quarterbacks and fourth string running backs. I mean, I actually thought Harbaugh did a pretty good job of coaching last year. Having those guys back, they're going to be physical, man. They're going to really get after the Jets. And Robert Saleh's defense last year was abysmal. So if they don't get tougher, they're going to get punched around in week one big time by a very physical Ravens team. That number, I think, gets up to 7, maybe 7.5. Obviously a key number before week one starts.
And I know there are a lot of people that are high on the Jets. I think they're going to be a very improved team. I hope they are, at least for the sake of the people and that they have there. And I am a Robert Saleh fan. Again, like, those 49ers ties keep coming out. I covered a ton of BYU football, so I want good things for Zach Wilson and that offense.
But he's like a tough guy, right? That's the persona that he comes from BYU in San Francisco. They just haven't been tough on defense yet. So, like, The offense struggles with Zach year two and all that. That, to me, that's expected. What's not expected is for that defense to be as bad a shape. I thought by now they'd be showing signs of turning it around.
Yeah, I think the Ravens win by more than a touchdown, and so I'm not surprised at all that this line grew. We talked about that Bucks-Cowboys game. Mm-hmm. So Bucks favored by 2.5. That moved to 2. So a shorter change here. Total 52. Sunday night football week one. Cowboys at home, season opener. Place is going to be rocking because they haven't had the letdown yet. I kind of like the Cowboys early, if I'm honest. I know, based on what you said earlier, you think the Bucs could come out firing potentially, but
I would say is, being the dog, right, if the Cowboys do lose, then you get that better price. But I'm with you. I think the Cowboys are going to show up in week one. And so even last year, I had that theory of playing the Cowboys, but waiting, because remember last year they were 9.5-point underdogs week one at Tampa. And my theory backfired, because even in defeat, they lost by 2.
They played so well.
The number got shorted. 0-1 in the division, and the prices went down on the Cowboys because people saw the talent that they had. So I know a lot of people are going to be down on the Cowboys early because, as you mentioned, with Gallup, we don't know if he's going to be ready to go week one. And so the wide receiver core is really decimated with Cooper in Cleveland. So how many live bodies are they really going to have? No Cedric Wilson. But so is Tampa. Chris Godwin's coming off that bad ACL as well. Leonard Fournette right now is not in football playoff
running shape. Wait, so Julio Jones didn't move the needle for you?
Not for me, but if Julio can turn back the clock a little bit, then I'll be a little bit more into it. I got to tell you, too, I look at the total there, 52.5, and I kind of like the under because for those reasons, I don't know that these passing attacks, no Gronk, no Godwin will figure out how he looks if he's ready to go week one. And the Cowboys, as we just mentioned, I think they're going to be running the ball a lot. And I think 20 and 21 for Dallas will get a big part of the share there for the offense. I don't think it's going to be Air Dak in week number one. And I know Brady's going to want to go out there and make a statement without his guy in Gronk, but Kyle Rudolph?
There's parts
there that I go, this might be more of a defensive type game than people expect.
And I think, like I said, I do think that Dallas is going to show up being a home dog there. But the thing just in general about the Bucs is I could see this being another one of those ease-in type of a season where a little bit of a slower start maybe out the gate. So that's at least where my head is at right now. We'll see after training camp once we get through and see the way some of these players come together and look. I did pass one more game that I wanted to make sure we got to because it has been a full point change. The Saints from a 3.5-point favorite to a 4.5-point favorite in Atlanta against the Falcons, and I feel bad saying this, but The expectations for this Falcons team are very bleak. Sean King has been on the show all week talking about how he, in one of his Circus Survivor contests, is going to exclusively fade Atlanta for 9 straight weeks to start the season.
It's not a bad strategy. And here's the thing. You normally it's like beware the home dog, and now they're getting an extra point already up to 4.5. I mean, tell me how Atlanta wins this game. Now, the way they can win it is Jameis Winston turns it over a ton. But if he doesn't, I don't see a scenario where that comes into play. I think this number is going to move, too. It's already moved, as you mentioned, a full point. Again, I think being anticipatory of line moves is where you can really get, look, closing line value doesn't always work, but at least you're going to get the best of the number. And this number is going to move, too. I don't see any scenario this comes back and drifts back closer to 3.5. I think it goes north of 5, possibly up to as high as 6.
The only number on that list that we showed up on your screen previously that I kind of disagreed with the line move was the Dolphins going from a 3-point favorite down to 2.5 against the Pats for week one.
I think they're on
such even playing field for me.
And by the way, now when Brian Flores was there, he really did pretty darn well against Bill Belichick and, you know, being his old coach. I wonder what it's going to be like now for a first year head coach against Belichick. Like, that worries me a little bit.
The coaching chess match definitely gives Bill the advantage.
But historically, again, trends be your friends. They don't have to be your full guide. Miami, it's always been a house of horrors whenever the Dolphins play the Patriots for Bill Belichick, for whatever reason, whether it's down there in South Beach or last year we saw it week one, too. Miami just seems to get the better of New England in recent history.
It's always fascinating how some of those teams just have the other's numbers. Yeah. You look at 49ers and the Rams, you look at the Saints and the Buccaneers, Patriots, Dolphins, it just sometimes
but the
it's
coaching
like that.
Does worry me in week one.
All right, I see you. You're not wrong. But that segment was basically a preview of do you concur? Did we agree with the line moves? Well, we're going to get into a full do you concur when we come back with some hot takes, some question marks I have, sports, pop culture, the whole shebang, including what's better, humidity or dry heat?
What?
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get 50% off all expert picks at winnersandwiners.com with the promo code VSiNFTMGS50 at checkout. Tired paying for losers? Well, Winners and Winners' best bets are backed with a win guarantee because no one should pay for losing picks. Their top experts continue to produce winners, and today they've got a loaded card of best bets. Use the promo code VSiNFTMGS50 at checkout. Get 50% off all expert picks today, winnersandwiners.com.
Moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur?
Concur with
him. What, sir?
Do you concur?
All right, let's start the insanity. We encourage you all, by the way, to join in and participate. Tweet at us, at VSiN Live, at Storm Bonantoni, at D Ross Sports. But let's jump right in.
Let's go.
Starting with a 100-degree day in Las Vegas is better than a 90-degree East Coast day in the humidity, the mosquitoes. Do you concur?
Absolutely. 100%. As an East Coast kid, Virginia Beach, Washington, D.C. area, that humidity is real. It is real. You come out here, and, you know, it's a dry heat. Do you get to that 110? It does not feel as oppressive as that East Coast heat. Do you agree?
100% agree. I was just out in Birmingham, Alabama a week and a half ago.
How was your hair?
My hair's naturally curly, so it was bam. But as soon as, like, you get off of the plane.
Oh, you feel it.
You feel it. Here, at least, I always tell tourists, like, yeah, it's hot, but at least if you're on the Strip, you have the casinos that you can walk through.
Yeah.
So get the AC, go out, and you're not, like, sweating the way that you sweat in humidity. Like, immediately, you're just... Some people like to call it glistening. You're not glistening. I just want to get that out there.
But I think it's like easier for me coming East Coast to West Coast because it does not feel as oppressive. I think it'd be tougher if you're a West Coaster going East and you're like, what is this? Because you get there in D.C., Virginia, South and Florida, and all of a sudden, that 90 is a sticky 90.
It's coming in hot. This one's going to pull on your heartstrings, though, Dave. The Cowboys won't win another Super Bowl in the Jerry Jones era.
Blasphemy.
You concur?
No, I don't concur. Are you kidding me? Jerry Jones, and like people always get, oh, you haven't had anything so big since 95. Jerry got us 3, people. Like they forget. They already forget that Jerry Jones.
When was the last one again?
95.
Oh, I was 3 years old.
Oh my God, don't say that. Like, it's that, like, Jerry already has 3 in the bank. That happened. I got the gray hairs. I was around for it. It counted. It's not like what he did post 95 is all we should take into account. So, yeah, Jerry's going to win another one.
Honestly, it's not like I have anything going for me. The last 49ers Super Bowl was right around that time as well with the Chargers. And
George Seifert?
We've played in a few since, but have not gotten over the hump.
He got very close. I want to ask you one. Do you concur that pineapple on pizza is actually delicious?
Absolutely. But I'm not a Hawaiian pizza girl, though. I don't like the Canadian bacon ham shenanigans. Mm. But if you give me a pepperoni with extra cheese and pineapple, I'm down in that thing. Like, and as an Italian, I feel like that's so sacrilegious to even put out into the universe that I like pineapple on pizza. I even like to dip it in ranch, guys. But it is actually delicious.
No,
I like the way you phrase that. Actually delicious, because people don't believe it.
Well, it's actually not. And as a fellow Paisan, I'm offended at
Come
your
on.
Statement. And look, Mike North from the great city of Chicago, who's watching right now, you wouldn't do this in Chicago. And I will say this, though, conversely, Chicago deep dish pizza is overrated. There's New York style, Sicilian mm-hmm. style is still the best. And don't ruin it by putting pineapple on it.
So if somebody said, what about thin crust? Thin crust pizza is not good.
It's okay.
All right.
It's doable.
So this next one I'm very passionate about.
Okay.
And I might have to explain it. So I'm just going to get it.
Okay.
Drive-through traps.
Okay.
Before you get to a menu should not exist. And by trap, I mean, so you know how you go up to a drive-through at a fast food restaurant, there's like that curb
right.
that locks you into the line.
Oh, you're stuck.
Especially if it is before you even get to the menu. You haven't even got a chance to order yet. You see the line is moving slow. You got places to be. You just don't want to be in the line anymore. And you cannot escape. Unacceptable. Should not exist.
I concur, and I think Matt Humans, he does his power ratings for the best fast foods. I wonder if he takes that into account, accessibility.
Absolutely should.
Because like
we'll find out what next week when the rankings come out.
When they come out. Because you're saying to me that you feel like if you get stuck and all of a sudden you're like, man, I was just getting like a coffee or something.
Yes.
And now I might be late for work.
I'm going to give you a great example.
Bring
this
it.
Time I had already ordered my item. But
what was the item?
I get a cold brew of some sort at Starbucks, right? They're the most basic drink. I think this day specifically, it was a vanilla sweet cream cold brew. All you do is do the tap and pour the sweet cream in. That's all the drink is.
Sounds like a lot of words
no
for
extra
just put,
work.
Put some cream in there.
But it's delightful. It is heavenly. Now, I order my drink. It takes 2 seconds to make.
Okay.
I'm in a line with 3 cars ahead of me, fine. But this is a drive-through trap.
Ooh.
The woman who is at the window is having such an argument going back and forth with the cashier up there about these sandwiches that she didn't have the receipts for, that she was trying to get. It was this whole thing.
Oh, that's dicey.
She already ordered a ton of drinks because her kids were in the car. Everybody had something.
Oh, wow.
Her kids had completed their drinks, handed them back to the cashier in the time that they're trying to resolve this issue. People behind me are honking, getting out of their
cars. I was going to say, do you honk or you honk?
Trying to figure out what's happening. I was sitting there for a half an hour. I looked at the clock, 30 plus minutes that I am sitting there.
That's a nightmare.
And this woman would not drive up. All you have to do, drive forward. Just get out of the way for the people behind you. Go inside to resolve your issue. Too lazy to do it. Having the argument with the woman. Mind blown. I can't do it. And I'm sorry. I'm not usually this passionate
about
things.
I don't think I've ever seen you angry before.
I have never. I was so irritated. I would have been late for My Guys in the Desert. By the way, make sure you check that out. 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 6 Eastern every weekday.
Well, then I concur now. Now that you've explained it, that there should be an off-ramp.
Absolutely.
So every fast food. Cause then
give me an escape route, especially if you can't get to the menu yet. If you haven't placed your order, you should not be stuck and required to be in that line.
Because you know what it ceases to be? It's not fast food anymore. It's slow food.
It is the slowest coffee I have ever received in my life.
It's food for a reason.
All right, what else you got here, Dave?
I have a good one for you, and I wonder if you concur. That Chick-fil-A isn't anything special.
You're not going to like my answer, because I absolutely concur.
Oh, my God.
I think Chick-fil-A...
That's blasphemy.
I think Chick-fil-A is fine. And that is the best that I will get.
It is fine.
Know,
that
it's,
is so
it's,
rude.
It's okay.
If you say to somebody, you know what? You're fine. That means you suck.
Actually,
That's
I think that
saying.
Means, hey, you're looking pretty good.
Oh,
but,
yeah, hey, you're fine. So, but if you, it's the way you say it, right?
Yes.
So if you say, yeah, Chick-fil-A is fine, that's like a 6 out of 10.
That's like when you say, when you ask if like a girl is attractive and they say she has a great personality. It's like one of those.
So you think Chick-fil-A
is
a great personality?
They have great
and they do. They have very nice people.
My pleasure. Although I did tweet about this recently because I was back in Charlotte and I was back on the East Coast for the first time in a long time at a layover from that Birmingham trip. And I made sure I got Bojangles in the airport. That is my absolute favorite fast food chicken. Sorry, not sorry. Give me that honey mustard. I can drink that stuff. Any Hoosier, when I go up to make my order, instead of, you know, hi, what can I get you? What can I get you, baby?
That's the Bojangles?
I loved it.
Well, that's Southern
hospitality. I love that Southern hospitality,
yeah,
that charm. I said, I will take a what can I get for you, baby, over a my pleasure any day.
I think, first of all, I think it's wrong. Chick-fil-A is, we'll see where Matt has it because he's the official guru and all that. That has got to be a perennial top five pick.
You know what's going to make you more mad?
What?
My next one.
Bring it.
I think that the Wendy's chicken nugget is the best chicken nugget on the fast food market.
Are
you
concur? Insane? No, I don't concur. Where is Matt Humans? This is going off the rails here. Do you think it's the best?
It's amazing. Lifelong staple. Never change the recipe. It is.
So what? Like,
chef's kiss.
I think of like the McDonald's. But that's like that's the standard. That's they were
gross.
Kind of the first in the biz.
Yeah, they tried and they failed. Wendy's perfected. Give me that barbecue sauce as well. Okay, I got one more
have
gambling one.
Have you not had
one.
The Chick-fil-A ones?
I have one gambling one for you. No, I knew you were. See, and that's
so
why
good.
I led to that.
So
mid-roll, point on, cash-in guy at the craps table is the worst at the casino.
I concur. Mid-roll?
Mid-roll.
We're rolling? Let's keep it going.
Like, and
stop.
I know mid-shoe at the blackjack table is a little annoying, but I think at the craps table, that is...
Well, because it stops everything.
The
it
worst.
Halts all the momentum.
Actually, what's worse, that or what we talked about last week? The point,
don't pass
the
line.
Don't pass line. Ooh.
I can't play with that guy. Look, I don't play that often anyway, but if I did and somebody came up and said, I'm going to play the don't pass and we're all having a good time... 7-Eleven,
$5. You ruined the energy. You're making me leave my table. I'm winning all this money, and you're breaking my heart, sir. Cannot do it. That was fun.
That was fun. The only reason why I ever played craps because my buddy would always say, $5 yo, $5 yo. And I was like, what are you saying? $5 yo.
We'll get back to work. After.
Six
yeah,
and
yo,
five.
Yo is a funny
it's
thing,
a fun
though.
One.
The first time you hear it, you don't know
like,
what's going on. I've hit on a few pretty good yos.
On yos?
Yes. The most successful betting night of craps of my life right here at Circa. So,
bye now, yo.
Brian McFadden, when we come back, your
Sabina.
Guy, I'm definitely going to be the third wheel of that conversation.
No, you're not.
But the former Steelers 2-time Super Bowl champ, CBS NFL analyst with us when we come back.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Zoomo
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a city of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from that local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. And it's super easy to subscribe wherever you get your local podcasts. Welcome back to Follow the Money. Stormy Bonantoni and Dave Ross here, welcomed by Brian McFadden.
Oh, man.
Former Florida State Seminole, Steelers defensive back, two-time.
Two-time.
Super Bowl MVP, now doing the sports media thing with CBS Sports. And right off the hop here, Brian, like, how much of a third wheel am I going to be in this conversation between you and Dave? I need to know up front.
The one thing about me and Dave, we're very hospitable. So if you feel like you're uncomfortable, it's our job to make you feel comfortable.
Preach,
so you should be okay.
What exactly.
I feel so honored. We will get to your Steelers conversation plenty and any memories that you guys have. But where I want to start with you, Brian, is I know you were out here in Vegas at Raiders camp, and you were there front and center to the Devontae Adams Hall of Famer comment. How much did your ears perk up when you heard that?
Yo, but check this out. Real talk. When he actually said it, I heard it, but I didn't hear it. I didn't realize exactly what he said until after the fact when it kind of went viral. But I understand what he was trying to say. Mm-hmm. He clarified that the next day. But in all, it's all fun. And what I love, too, as well, is that you saw what Aaron Rodgers did yesterday.
Yep.
You know what I mean? In front of the microphones when he just – the first thing that he said was, well, anytime you go from Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer. So that got back to Aaron Rodgers based on what Devontae Adams said. We all know it's a mutual respect between both players, right? They highly respect each other. But I can't wait to see if there is a friendly clap back from Devontae today based on what Aaron Rodgers did yesterday and his, like, low-key response to what Devontae said in regards to anytime you leave a Hall of Famer and you go from Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer, you know, it is what it is.
Well, B-Mac, you know how that works, and you and Patrick Peterson always breaking news on the All Things Covered podcast as well. When you got that vibe from Devontae, was that – Did he say it almost flippantly? Like, he didn't think twice about it because you didn't catch it when he said it to you initially. So he really must believe it. Like, are you buying into that maybe the Raiders, this could be a special year for them, year number one with Josh McDaniels?
Oh, when it comes to overall team success and expectations, yeah, I'm buying into the Raiders. Let's do it like this. You guys are out there in Viva Las Vegas, right? What happened last year? Not just talking about the on-the-field success, all the adversities they had to go through and endure and get over. You lost your head coach during the season. You lost one of your best offensive players during the season. During the year, you got into the tournament, and you were basically one possession away from beating the Cincinnati Bengals. So if you factor in the mental hurdles they had to endure and get over, now you have more structure on the staff, on the coaching staff. You added pieces to improve the roster. I understand the division has gotten tougher. I understand that. But this is a team, in my opinion, they understand and know what it takes to fight through adversity. So I think this could be a special year, me personally, even though they're playing in what I call the group of death. When you look at how tough that division will be, the AFC West, that is.
Yeah, it is a gauntlet. And I'm honestly really glad that you said that, because I do feel like the Raiders are a team that's being slept on a little bit. Derek Carr always pretty disrespected at the position, despite the success that he's had. So I'm glad I didn't have to ask you a leading question and you just went there on your own. Yesterday at Steelers camp, as we transitioned to your former team, Mitch Trubisky opened things up with a pair of incompletions, and you already heard people screaming, put Kenny in. Where do you stand on the quarterback situation the first year without a potential Big Ben in the mix?
Right now, I think it's Trubisky's job to lose. Now, things could change leading into preseason ball games and stuff like that. But right now, it's Trubisky's job to lose. And the thing about the fans there in Pittsburgh, they love Steeler football. Did you guys see the clip of people, you know, in lines waiting to get into La Trobe Park?
Oh yeah,
because train the first. It's like they don't work. They don't work in Pittsburgh. Nobody works. When I was there, people used to be lining up every day. It didn't matter if it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They line up because they love football. So they're going to cheer and they're going to expect to see Kenny at some point in time become the guy. But I'm okay if Trubisky keeps his job because that tells me two things. Number one, he's doing what he's supposed to do. Number two, we're winning ball games and we're scoring points. But if he don't, then clearly the offense is not generating and being consistent. And eventually Kenny Pickett will become that guy if there is some struggles offensively. But right now, I mean, come on, let's see what Trubisky can do. Man is 26-21 in his professional career as a starting quarterback. That's above 500. That's an above 500 record with so much dysfunction that was around him. Dave, you remember all the dysfunction that was around Trubisky in Chicago?
You and I were there together in Chicago. We were there for a couple NFL drafts together in Chicago, BMAC, and we saw what transpired there with Mitchell. It just didn't work. Now,
sorry, so much for blue collar town, though, if nobody's working.
No, right. But they're all there to see BMAC's boys. But, you know, look, we know and you know this. You get Bill Cowher and then you go to Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season in his entire tenure in Pittsburgh. BMAC, the win-loss total this year is 7 for your boys. That reeks of whoosh, disrespect. What do you make of that number? Is this a team? Is this the first time that Mike Tomlin's not going to have a winning season?
No, it's not. I mean, one thing about betting, you got the trend is your friend. Mike Tomlin has been the head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers since 2007. 2007. Think about that. Go back to 2007. That was his first year. He's been a winning coach ever since. So why would I go against that trend? Why?
That's what I'm
saying.
I'm not saying. BMAC, even if they still had an under 500 season, you still cash that ticket. I don't know why everybody's. I mean, the amount of work and consistency it takes for a head coach to lead a team to consistently win at the pace that Tomlin has done.
It's because of the quarterback situation, though, B. You know this, right? So if Mitch is not the guy, right? Would they turn it over to the kid like they're doing in San Francisco in year two? Would Mike Tomlin do that in year number one?
Potentially, if he has to. But my thing is this. If Trubisky was able to have an above 500 record with so much dysfunction, no structure around him, one would think he would be a better quarterback with function around him, with structure, with a better offense personnel-wise on every level. So me personally, if you have any guts, right, go put money on Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin to go over that win total right now. If you have any guts and glory and you believe, do it right now because the man has never had a losing season. And I can tell you this much, talk about the quarterback unknown. But what about Cleveland, right? We don't know who their quarterback going to be. And if it's Jacoby Brissett, you have to like your chances. The thing about Pittsburgh that I love, and the main reason why I'm taking the over outside of my bias to the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? Defense and coaching. Defense and coaching. They still have one of the best defenses there in that division, and that coaching, the staff, the head coach, they will always be able to put their players in positions to be successful. So I'm taking it over. I'm not taking it under. No, that's the two things I can tell you this much about betting. One thing I realized, I'm never betting the under with the Pittsburgh Steelers as Mike Tomlin win total as long as Mike T is the head coach. And I'm always betting with the Saints to win on the road when they play Atlanta.
We are in that together.
We only got a couple minutes left.
Some extra betting tips.
All right. Well, I need to get one.
Anytime they play in Atlanta.
I got to get one on your alma mater. We got 2 minutes to go here, BMAC. Because I know you were coaching with this team in the spring, and they doused you with Gatorade. I keep telling you, you're going to be a great coach one day. But until then, I need you to prognosticate on your Florida State Seminoles. What are they going to do in the ACC this year?
Florida State, I guess the success for this year or whatever the expectations this year, we will know everything we need to know about Florida State week two against LSU on a national stage, right? That will tell you. Week one is like an opening week. We play Duquesne at home. preseason, but, you know, it counts. There's no fake football day, so get that out of your mind. But week two in New Orleans, where they love beignets, if I'm able to go to that ball game, I'm going to be filled up with beignets and crawfish. That's going to tell you all you need to know about Florida State. Similar to what happened last year, Stormy, against your Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, against the Fighting Irish. It kind of told you everything you need to know about Florida State. It wasn't there yet, and it clearly didn't have that type of year. If they can take care of their business against LSU, my expectations go from being low to being potentially, you know, marginal, to say the least.
Watch out November 12th against Syracuse. And by the way, BMAC, seriously, do you finally do you want to finally admit how much better you would have looked with a star on your helmet?
No, I wouldn't have any rings. Dave, if I
played
for the Cowboys,
he has three stars on his helmet.
Thank you, Stormy.
BMAC.
And Stormy, I tell Dave this all the time. If I played for the Cowboys, I wouldn't have any rings.
You're not wrong. Appreciate the time. This was awesome. Thank you so much.
Dave, you're the best. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Give Bryant McFadden a follow as well at BMAC_SportsTalk on Twitter.
He let me wear his rings once in Chicago.
Heavy.
I was trying to get dates.
This has been the fastest 2 hours that we have ever seen on this program. The College Football Hour coming up on Follow the Money next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.